You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom, first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Tuesday edition, and tomorrow we'll learn whether the Democrats are consistent and lose another race when we get the results from the Georgia congressional election to fill the vacancy that opened up as a result of Congressman Price becoming Secretary of Health and Human Resources. I'm of the opinion the Republicans are going to win this one, and that would make it four in a row. So I think the Democrats are digging a deeper and deeper hole, and as far as I'm concerned, keep digging. Now, I know some of you say, well, you must be a Republican. Not really. I think both parties are big government parties, and very little has changed in Washington or will change. And that's what we've seen over the years. The government has just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. More and more money is being spent, and there's no consideration that it's not good to keep going into debt, deeper and deeper into the debt. Who pays the bills around here? Is anyone asking that question? I get the distinct impression that financial responsibility in Washington, D.C. is a joke. And it is. If you look at the numbers, forget what your politics are. If an individual did this, he'd be bankrupt. And that is what the United States is. What they're doing is taxing future generations. Wouldn't it be nice, you know, tomorrow starts summer, the 21st, the longest day. And then in less than 2 weeks, we celebrate, actually exactly 2 weeks, celebrate Independence Day on July 4th. It's time to give the American people a break, a tax break, and a break from Obamacare by repealing it. Forget about replacing it. Just repeal it. That's what the American people want. And let the health insurance companies sell what they want. And the American people buy what they want. Let the government get out of the way. This is not hard, folks. It is not hard to pass a tax cut and to repeal Obamacare. But you see, they're not really repealing all of Obamacare. You've heard of it's been called Obamacare Lite or Ryan Care or Trump Care. The dirty little secret is what Congress is trying to do, the Republicans now, is to continue the subsidies that Obamacare put in. That's not what repeal means, gentlemen, House Speaker Ryan. The American people are waking up. That's why I say there's no hope with the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. This is the nonsense that they're engaged in day after day. Just by accident, I was curious. I was preparing this show, and a senator was speaking, a Republican, and he is a supporter of the fair tax. That's why I was curious. Well, what is his politics? I didn't have a lot of time. So what I quickly do in those situations, I go to Conservative Review. They have a scorecard of all the representatives and all the senators by party. So I click senators, I click Republican, and I look this gentleman up. And if you've never gone there, they rate senators and Congress representatives, congressmen, women, on a scale from 0 to 100, and F through A. So if you're the perfect conservative, and there are very few of those, you get 100 and an A. If you're not a conservative, you get an F. And what was shocking, and I'm not going to say the senator's name, but he is a supporter. And if you go, but you can find him. This is sort of teasing you a little bit. I have a companion blog for this show, and that's how most listeners first find this show. They're Googling, they're doing a search, putting maybe some keywords in, and lo and behold, my show pops up as a podcast. But I have a companion blog that supports that podcast, and I point out to listeners, I provide a lot of background information, additional information, not all of the information I look at, but a lot. A lot of it's videos, some photographs, cartoons, articles, because I want you to make up your own mind. All I ask is you have an open mind, and that can be a challenge. So I looked this senator's name up, and lo and behold, I think he had a D. I forget the exact, and that surprised me. I thought he was a moderate. I wouldn't have said a D, though. I would have said maybe a C, you know, a gentleman's C. But then I noticed something. Most of the senators were Fs and Ds, and this isn't Democrats. These are Republicans. Yes, Republicans. Now, that didn't surprise me because I don't make the mistake that many Republicans do and many people that are not really interested in politics make, thinking the Republican Party is a conservative party. The Republican Party has never been a conservative party, even when Ronald Reagan was in office. And it certainly hasn't been a classical liberal party or a libertarian party, far from it. I think the number of senators that were A, solid A's, were six. And you can guess the names. Mike Lee, Senator Cruz, Rand Paul, and a couple of others. And I want you to go to the Conservative Review. I'm going to give them a plug. Now, the one maybe saving grace, that below the Republicans in terms of F's and D's, they're Democrats. But most of the leadership of the Republican Party in the Senate were F's and D's. Not high D's. And there are very, very few A's. And I don't know, I think they had so many C's that there were maybe one B. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the problem. And that's what the point I'm trying to make is both parties are big government parties. If we had representatives, whether it's in the House or the Senate, that truly for limited government, we should have 30 or 40 A's and maybe another 10 or 15 or 20 B's. No, we don't. For all practical purposes, most of the Democrats are D's and F's. I'm sure there are a few C's, but most of them are D's and F's. And if you look at the leadership of the Republican Party, they're D's and F's. Now, this doesn't surprise me, but it will surprise a lot of people. The American people have woken up. And I think we'll find that the case Wednesday when we get the final results of the election in Georgia. It's close, but the Republicans should win. I don't know by how many points. The Democrats spent more than $40 million on one congressional race. Can you think about that? Think about that. That's a lot of money. Their plans was to make him the poster boy of the anti-Trump movement. And what the lying lunatic left are trying to do, and I call them the lying lunatic losers, which will be confirmed again, I think, tomorrow. They want to impeach Trump. It's not even a secret. That's their game plan. One way or the other, they're by fair means or foul, they want to impeach Trump. And some Republicans, sad to say, won't cry any tears. And I'm emphasizing this. I've said on several shows that the day Donald Trump got elected, he immediately faced political enemies, opponents, rivals, starting obviously with the Democratic Party, and what's been called the deep state. It's not deep, it's a bunch of bureaucrats in the various department and agencies, and the leadership in the Republican Party. Check out the leadership of the Republican Party in the House and the Senate and see what their scores are. If you think they're for limited government, if you think they're a classical liberal or a conservative, you're sadly mistaken. And for many of you, you'll be surprised. Remember, it's just a ranking, and usually, well, the way they go about it, they look at votes. What did a congressman or representative or senator vote on? And then what's the liberal position or the progressive position on that specific vote? And what's the conservative position? It's not that hard to do this. But I don't have time, and most people are not interested in specific votes. That's why it's a scorecard. It's a, in a way, it's a cheat sheet. But people who follow politics, they can name the senators and usually the at least several of the representatives. See, I've lost faith in the leadership of the Republican Party. Both Paul Ryan and John Boehner before him and Mitch McConnell. That is the challenge. If you truly want to downsize the federal government, get the government out of everyone's business, they can't mind their own business, you have to start taking action to organize a separate new party. Now, that why important to me, that's not my skill set. I'm not an organizer. Have never been really active in party politics at all. And that's the overwhelming majority of the American people. But I finally asked myself, can I continue voting Republican? And over 10 years ago, I decided not to. Nothing seemed to change. And I'm a lot older than most of the students here, college students. And I said, I'm not doing it again. They have to give me a good reason to vote for them. In other words, if they don't share my political philosophy, I'm not going to pull that lever or punch that hole in the paper, depending on where you're at. What are the American people interested, concerned about? They're concerned about having enough money to pay their bills, starting with rent, actually starting with a car payment, because you need that car typically to get to work. And if you're late on your car payments, the repo man will be there with a kill switch. You won't be able to drive it, and it'll haul it away. The most people, the first bill they pay every month is the car payment and the insurance and then the rent. But you need all three, but you need that car to get to work. And people that are struggling know that. And many of them have two, three jobs, and husband and wife works. That's not the way it used to be at all. Primarily a husband was the breadwinner. He could go work and support a family. Not anymore. It's become challenging at best, difficult. Because many people are not hiring full-time, largely because of Obamacare. That's why I keep saying repeal it, repeal it, repeal it. And that's what the theater we were seeing, I think they had at least 49 votes, the Republicans, on this. See, it's easy to repeal it. It's a couple of sentences. You know, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, whatever date it was passed, is hereby repealed, rescinded. Now, there are many parts of Obamacare, or the Affordable Care Act, however you want to call it, that you can get at least consensus in the Republican Party. The mandate has to go, and it will go. And the mandate, that's you have to buy health insurance. It's none of the government's business whether a person buys his own health insurance or is working for a company provides it. See, that's what gets me. Why is health care the number one thing that the government says you have to buy? Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't, if you can afford it, not buy health care insurance. But if getting health care, not the insurance, actually getting the care is a high priority with you, get a job where the employer provides it. And that's usually a mid to large-sized company. There are many small companies that offer it, but a business that's initially starting out, usually by an entrepreneur that works there. Initially, they can't afford it. Typically, as they get successful, they'll buy health insurance. I know because I used to sell group health insurance, as well as retirement plans and investment advice. I was in the financial services industry, so had to know both investment products and insurance products. So I know a little bit about the subject. And that was before Obamacare. Now, I got out of the industry about the time that they were trying to pass. Well, let me say this. I got out of the health insurance business when they were trying to pass Hillary Care. I said, enough, enough, enough. The lady didn't know what they're doing. She wanted to make it mandatory. It didn't go anywhere then. But Obamacare and the Democrats got it through. Remember, only by one vote, and they had a maneuver. Not a single Republican voted. I knew it was going to fail. And that's exactly what's happening right now. Obamacare is failing. And Trump is right. The political thing to do is let it fail. What I'm saying is take it back to where it was before the federal government started to do two things. Interfered with the insurance companies. Keep in mind, insurance companies historically have been regulated by the states. It's not that they don't face regulation. They do. And some states are very, how should I say this, very strict. Others aren't. Depends where you live. The federal government has more or less stayed out of it until Obamacare. And I knew it wouldn't work because what if you cut through all the BS the politicians are throwing out, the Democratic Party, and the lies. You know, you can keep your plan. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Well, I know you probably weren't going to do it because if you suddenly have to buy a new insurance policy, health insurance policy, most likely, your doctors won't be in the network, and it also, maybe your hospital won't. Depends where you live. So you most likely were not going to keep your doctor. But what Obamacare was really about is to subsidize the sick and the old. People that have health problems and people that are older. People that are older, as you grow older, you tend to get sicker. Your biggest bills will be in your last year you live, whatever year that is. Because as you get into your 60s, your 70s, your 80s, or above, you get health problems. Even if you have a proper diet, take your vitamins and supplements, exercise, don't smoke, don't drink. In other words, you have a good health style. Body parts wear out. And at some point, your last year of life, that's when you're going to have, and the insurance companies know this because they track all this, the biggest claims. So as a general proposition, young people were paying or subsidizing, here's that word again, subsidizing, the health insurance costs of older people. Because the insurance companies know young people are terrific because they don't have that many claims. But the challenge there was, because the young people are not stupid, no matter what you've heard, they know they probably will not need to see a doctor or be in the hospital. Now, don't misunderstand what I just said. We're talking a large group of people. Yeah, there are young people that go to the hospital, need medical care. That's not what I'm saying. As a group, who has the more claims? And this is common sense. You don't have to be an actuary to understand this. Older people have more claims. People that have, and here's that word, a pre-existing condition, have more claims. In other words, they've had their heart attack. They've had cancer. They've had their stroke. It's likely they're going to have a recurrence of that. Some conditions are chronic also. You know, I'm tired of hearing about pre-existing conditions. And it gets back to my point. Let's say you have a health issue. You've had your heart attack. You've had your bout of cancer, your stroke. You need to work because you better have health insurance. And most health insurance today, you get it through your employer. That's good because unlike the individual market, yes, you can buy health insurance as an individual, but you better be healthy. And there are questions for an individual market. On group, there aren't any health questions. That's important to understand because there's a pool of people. Now, I've gone over this before, but what I'm trying to make the point is this. You can repeal Obamacare in its entirety, every single line of it. And what do you think the insurance company is going to do? If you're in the small, medium, or large group market, they're continuing to sell that. And a few firms, insurance companies, will get back into the insurance market, provided there are no subsidies. They like subsidies, but it didn't work out because the people that enrolled in the individual market were the people that were sicker, that had the pre-existing condition. And the people that were healthy and couldn't afford, and that's the key thing, couldn't afford it, didn't buy it. Many even with the subsidies. You see, one of the dirty little secrets, and I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, the majority of the people that got coverage, it wasn't through an insurance company. It was Medicaid, a government program paid for by taxpayers, a subsidy, think of it as a subsidy, that pays doctors, hospitals, healthcare providers money when poor people need medical care. That's what Medicaid is for. It's to help the indigent, the poor, to get medical care. But most young people today work. And if their employer doesn't offer and in many times pay for the insurance, they're not going to take it. In that instance, if they do the responsible thing, what are they going to do? they're going to buy individual coverage. And then they find out the government has so screwed up that market that the premiums are so expensive. And yes, they've been going up, up, and up. As government is taking over more and more of the financing of healthcare, what you see is a trend of rising cost, healthcare cost. Not a surprise there. As government gets bigger, a couple of things happen. One is corruption. Industry that's regulated captures the regulators. The people that pay the bills are the ones that the doctors, healthcare providers, they very much call the tune. You know, they want to get paid, and they will, if they want to take a Medicare patient, have to put up with the paperwork. The same with Medicare. Now, what you need to understand, assume for a moment you're a specialist. You've had additional training, additional experience in some specialty, and you're in an area that your services are demanded. Are you going to take a Medicare patient and put up with the government paperwork to get reimbursed? No, you're not. The same thing increasingly is with Medicare. Why bother with them? I'm sorry. I know you've been a patient for 20 or 30 years, but I just can't. I have a limited amount of time. I have a staff. I'm not going to put up with the paperwork of Medicare. And it's not just Medicare. Most people have a Medicare supplement to fill in the gaps, Medigap insurance. So if you're a very successful specialist, expert in an area, your services are in demand, you're going to take patients that either can pay cash, and yes, you can do that, and you might, and you should get a good deal, because I can pay you right now, doctor. What's your charge? You see, that's what always gets me. And you go into retail stores, there's a posted price. And if you're a comparative shopper, I'm not really, but I do know which stores have better goods, but also higher prices. I have a feel for what the markup is. But at least the prices are posted and they have sales. And if you're a regular customer, this is really applies especially to groceries. Now, just for a trivial example, I like a certain product. It's a beverage. And I only buy it when it's on sale. And in the grocery store I go to, the sales start on a Wednesday. So tomorrow I'll go to this grocery store and see if the item is on sale. If it's on sale, I'll buy it. If it's not, I don't buy it. Because I know what the grocery store is doing. A lot of people that don't shop or don't pay attention, it's situational awareness, will pay the regular, much higher price. When I mean much higher, more than 40, 50% more. That's why I don't buy it. Now, this is not the way it used to be. This product, a beverage, not an alcoholic beverage, a healthy beverage, milk. I'll give you another hint, chocolate milk. They're trying to make extra money on the chocolate milk. And once a month, they'll have it on sale, or once every 5 or 6 weeks. You don't know when, but when it's on sale, that's when I buy it. Yeah, I get 2 or 3 gallons, because I know it for the next 3 or 4, or maybe even 5 weeks, it's going to be back up to that much higher price. People shop for bargains. Try to do that with a doctor. Many doctors couldn't tell you how much a procedure is. Now, that's changing, and that's important to understand. We're in very much in a transitional situation. There are different business models, but the majority today get paid. Two sources. If you're on Medicare, Medicaid, it's the federal government and the state. If you have private insurance, it's through insurance companies. Oh, yes, you're going to have to pay a copay, a deductible. That has to come out of your pocket, and that's what people are screaming about. The deductibles are 3 to 5 times or more than what most people were accustomed to. What I'm talking about are $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 deductibles. And many, many people paycheck to paycheck. Yeah, they have credit cards. But the doctors will treat you, but you're going to have to come up with a deductible first. Remember, medical services is a business, and people are in it for the money, whether they're doctors, surgeons, dentists, and they should be. I'm a capitalist. I believe you exchange your money for what good or service that you value. A voluntary exchange between two parties. When the government steps in, what did it do? It royally screwed up that whole process. Because what were they trying to do? They were trying to subsidize, shift costs. In other words, the majority of the premiums young people were supposed to pay, it didn't happen because the young people said, either I'm not going to pay it, or I'll pay the penalty. It's too expensive, and I don't think I'll ever use it. And if I need to go see a doctor, I'll pay it out of my pocket. And many people do that. So what should Congress do? It should repeal Obamacare. Forget about replacing it. The only reason they have a replacement, oh, it sounds good, we care about you, is they want to continue the subsidies. When you cut through all the BS, that is what is delaying all this. Because the D's and F's in the House and the Senate, not the conservatives and really not even the moderates, so these are the leadership. Now, the Democrats are playing chicken on this. Well, we're not going to help you repeal it. We'll just watch it crash and burn. They're real responsible citizens that have your interest in heart. You really think so? If you're wondering why the Democratic Party is losing, because the American people are mad at the Democratic Party for putting this mess in. And I've said this many times because I was in the business. You mess with someone's health insurance, you're going to get an earful. They're not going to be happy. You're messing with people's lives, and that's what the Democratic Party did, and the people are mad at them. Congress can and should repeal Obamacare and pass whatever tax reform they deign to give us prior to the 4th of July. Because I think the leadership knows, even though they're the D's and F's, if they don't get it done now, it's going to be too late. And what I mean by that, the American people are not in the mood. They'll hurt the Republican Party if they don't pass the repeal of Obamacare. Note, I didn't say replacement. Let the insurance companies sell what they want and let the states regulate it and get the federal government out of the regulation of health insurance, dictating the requirements. It's regulation, folks. They're supposedly the party that's going to reduce regulation. Well, then get rid of it and stop the subsidies. They don't want to stop the subsidies. And if the Republican Party wants to continue to be the stupid party, fine. I'm not going to vote for either one of them. I'm waiting for someone out there to form a new party that truly is different. Namely, it's for a limited government, for a representative republic and not an American empire that waste billions of dollars every year. And they've been doing it for years on intervening in country after country. Now, I want to touch on two other things very, very briefly. Donald Trump better be very, very careful. Donald Trump is president today, I think he knows it, but he won't say it. Mainly because of one issue, and that's illegal immigration. He was the only one that got that right, because that's a hot-button issue with me. But I didn't vote for Trump. Why? I didn't trust him. Because as far as I'm concerned, Donald Trump is a New York City liberal, Manhattan liberal, liberal Democrat. And I thought he was, unfortunately, Donald Trump was going to double cross us. He hasn't double crossed us yet. And let me emphasize the word yet. I think at some point in time, most likely in his second term, certainly after the midterm election, is going to weasel out or flip-flop on immigration. And we got an early warning of that. I believe it came out the 15th or 16th of June. He extended DACA. Deferred Action for Children of Arrivals. In other words, the children of illegal aliens. The children of illegal aliens are illegal aliens. They're not dreamers. They're not undocumented workers. They're illegal aliens. The American people want all, underline the word all, illegal aliens deported. And there are 30 to 60 million of them. No one knows the exact number. It's not 10 or 11. The American people want that. Because those illegal aliens cost the American taxpayer money to pay for the schooling, the health care of the illegal aliens. Taxpayer money has to pay for that. And they're competing with them for jobs. And they've had enough of it. And the Democratic Party wants to make all the illegal aliens here U.S. citizens so they can get back into power and become a one-party government. That's the game plan. That's why they're fighting Trump. That's why they're fighting Sessions. Attorney General Sessions. Attorney General Sessions was one of the stars in the Senate in terms of immigration. He fought the establishment. That's one of the reasons Donald Trump picked him as Attorney General, because he's one of his early backers. He more or less assisted Donald Trump in writing his position papers on immigration. That's why the Democrats are trying to get not only Trump impeached, but Sessions out of there as well. So a lot of Trump supporters are paying attention. I'm not one of them. I didn't vote for any of them. As far as I'm concerned, none of them were qualified. They're a lot better people. Unfortunately, there's only two parties. You only have two choices. Not like in other countries that have parliamentary system where there are multiple parties. So DACA was extended. That gave work permits to the children of illegal aliens. However, Trump did cancel the parents. See, what happened is, by executive order, President Obama gave illegal aliens that were here for so many years, gave them a work permit that you need to work here legally. All of those have been canceled. However, the children kept their work permits, and they're still issuing them. And a lot of hardcore people on immigration are not happy with that. He should have eliminated both of them. The first one was eliminated because of a court case. So DAPA and DACA should be totally eliminated. And if Trump was truly wanted to deport people, he should be arresting employers that are employing these people. He's not doing it. Have you seen any news stories on television? No, he's not doing it. He's only going after the ones that commit crimes. Well, excuse me, Mr. Trump, that's maybe 3-5% of all the illegals that are here. Now, I don't have time to get into it, but I'll highlight it. It's a follow-up or update. It seems that the special counsel, Mueller, Robert Mueller, three sticks, has been hiring more and more lawyers. I recommended last week that President Trump bite the bullet and fire him, and that might require you to also fire the Deputy Attorney General. This is a hit squad going after Donald Trump, his family, and people surrounding him. It is a witch hunt. And I don't believe in witch hunts, and I don't believe in a general warrant, and that's more or less what it is. This is the establishment going after Trump. President Trump is the president of the United States. He's in charge of the executive department, and he can fire a lot of people, including Mueller, and political appointees. Now, there's civil servants that he can't. I don't have time to get into it, but I do have information, and it's been on the news. I'm tired of the subject, but you need to understand what both political parties are doing. They're trying to delegitimize and ideally throw out of office who? Donald Trump. Well, I have to close it off. Thank you very much for listening. And now, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. With the voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com. And KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.